there's some of it that's woven or something? Or?
Yes, has some of it has wires in there, three
mm-hmm.
or four wires, and it holds those pickets together, and you can put them all up, and some of them individually.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock that...
Oh, yes. That's a job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want. Thank goodness we haven't got that kind of a land here. We
mm-hmm.
don't have the rocks for it.
You don't have the rocks for the...
No. Or to make a fence out of. We don't have rocks enough to... or anything, you
mm-hmm.
might say, here.
Where do, in the country do they have...
rocks?
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to go to a hilly country, I guess, where they... I would think around, well, we had a lot of them in Oklahoma when I was
mm-hmm.
up there. But
how long were you up there?
I was up there about 2 years.
When were you?
And about 1952, 51 or 52, and we came back and...
You were from in Oklahoma from about 1950 to 1952?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing up there?
Ranching.
Uh-huh.
Ranching and farming. I had formal work for me.
And up there they had those fences or walls?
They had quite a bit of rock, but there's a lot of rock too whenever you get out in that
uh-huh.
Big Bend district out in there. I imagine where foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Uh-huh. What do they call those fences or walls, those made out of rock or stone?
I always thought they were just an old rock fence. That's what
uh-huh.
I always told them.
What would people use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. What's that made out of?
Made out of tin in this country, corrugated iron, but we call it tin.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see one made out of wood?
Oh, yes, I've seen them, but...
What are they called?
Called a wooden bucket, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about a pail? What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't know. I don't know. I would think that a pail might be for the tin and the bucket would be for the wood.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the difference.
But you usually just call it bucket, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Something you could use for frying eggs in, that would be a...
skillet.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Frying pan.
Is that the same thing?
Well, a frying pan is supposed to be made out of lighter material, and
mm-hmm.
a skillet is a heavier.
Did you ever see one with little legs on it you could use in a fireplace?
Oh, yes.
What were they?
Cooked them many a time with one of them in the camp.
Uh-huh. What were they called?
I don't know. We call them aceros.
You call them what?
Aceros, that there is Spanish for skillet, I guess.
How do you spell that?
H-A-C-E-R-O-S. Had a top on it, you cook your bread and you put coals on the top and coals on the bottom and get your pine out of there, bread. Spanish for bread. Pine?
Uh-huh. You use these in the camps, you say?
Yeah, in the camp.
But then I think they had on television, you know, with the wagon and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And had the old coffee pot and nailed onto a board, and the board tied to the wagon wheel of the camp, to the camp, and that's where you ground your coffee.
Uh-huh.
Buy green coffee and roast it in one of those skillets.
Uh-huh.
And whenever it got done, well, then we would grind it as we needed it and have fresh
mm-hmm.
coffee. Mm-hmm.